to Canberra now. Michelle Grattan joins us. Michelle, we've just been talking there about the PM expressing his concern about terrorist chatter, the public needing to be alert and aware but still go about their normal lives. The warning coming after a meeting of the National Security Committee in Cabinet. Reflect on that for us.
Well, I do think, as we've just heard, that the Prime Minister would want to keep the public informed of the latest developments on this, and it is logical that after what happened in Martin Place, there would be more chatter. I think that Tony Abbott sends a dual message: be alert that the situation is always potentially at the moment very, very difficult, very unpredictable. But he's also got his other side of his message, which is the best thing that can be done is life goes on as normal and the community doesn't give ground to those who would promote terrorism by allowing them to disrupt things even without any concrete action.
And the newly sworn-in Social Services Minister, Scott Morrison's, defended the government's decision to cut funding to some housing and disability advocate groups. Now, he's saying very clearly that all these cuts, the blitz on welfare, as the Australian has it this morning, is designed to fund the holy grail and jewel in the crown, the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
Scott Morrison will, I think, take quite tough line, as we've said before, on his approach to welfare. He too is running a different sort of dual message, and that is that it is necessary to support those in real need, but that people who can get off the welfare system really should be pushed off it, and that will be his approach to the job. In terms of the welfare side of that job, he's also, of course, got the family package side, which will be a much more positive message. But the government will be looking for more savings in the run-up to the next budget, and Scott Morrison will try to deliver in his area. There's no doubt about that. And of course, in welfare, there is so much spending that the need for savings becomes greater.
Yeah. And the Prime Minister's office reshuffle, his private office, we've got a clearer picture now of who's who. Take us through that.
Well, the reshuffle seems to be designed to strengthen and improve the message coming out of the office, which has not been good. There have been mixed messages. It hasn't been convincing. There's been a fractious relationship with the press gallery in Canberra, all sorts of problems during the past year. And so the Prime Minister is moving his Chief Communications Advisor, Jane McMillan. It's said that she's been offered another job in another part of the office. Andrew Hirst, who was the Chief Communications Person in opposition, effective in that role, is moving to head the communications outfit. And interestingly, Mark Simkin, who has been the ABC's political correspondent
every night on the 7 o'clock
television
news,
every
yes.
night, is moving into the office. He'll have obviously special knowledge of television and its needs, and that's a very important part of any Prime Minister's press office. I think it's quite amusing that the government spent the year attacking the ABC and then gets one of its chief political voices, but I'm sure Mark will do an excellent job.
Michelle Grattan, this is our last chat for the year. Have yourself a happy Christmas.
And happy Christmas to you and to all the listeners, and it's been great talking to everyone all year.
Michelle Grattan, chief political correspondent for The Conversation and professorial fellow at Canberra University.